And there were 16 kids, and there were always two or three kids, and they were misbehaving. But it wasn't they were misbehaving. They had ADHD, and they couldn't sit for as long as the instructions. And they couldn't have 16 other athletes. CrossFit, you know, is scalable and adaptable, but no one ever scaled the environment. So I said, well, if I scale the environment, for some athletes, it's one, and some it's four, and others it's more of an inclusive, then that's a whole new area.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Parenting Impossible, the Special Needs Survival Podcast. I'm your host, Annette Hines, and I'm so happy you're here with us. If you're just joining for the first time, I am a special needs mom, a special needs attorney, and a best-selling author. So please grab your coffee. And if you're like me, you might be listening in your car. Spent a lot of time in the car in my day. And please join us for some important discussions to help you thrive in this complex special needs world. Each week, we're going to chat with parents and experts, and sometimes parents who are experts, to offer compassionate advice for all stages of your life. These are the conversations you would have with your best friend if your best friend was an expert like me. Let's go.
Welcome back, podcast fans. I'm your host, Annette Hines, and this is Parenting Impossible, the Special Needs Survival Podcast. And I'm here today with Karen Hurley, who I am so excited to meet because it's a topic that I haven't covered before, but I'm super interested. I have so many questions for Karen. So Karen does adaptive fitness and adaptive CrossFit training with individuals with disabilities. And it's frankly, you know, we've heard about adaptive sports and inclusive sports and that sort of thing. But I've never really met anybody who does this for a living. I have known people who have had the random trainer work with their kid at the gym just because they've taken a liking to them, but with no special affinity for it or training, et cetera. But Karen's business is Adaptive Aim Therapy, and she's got a great website. So adaptiveaimtherapy.com. We'll tell you that again before the end of the show. And I'm just really glad to hear that this is a new category that's moving forward. So as Karen and I were talking before the show, she was telling me that this isn't really a connected category yet in the sense that there's no group that she's joined. There's no, like there is for certified fitness coaches and trainers. She doesn't have that. She's a trailblazer. So welcome, Karen. Welcome to the show. Trailblazers are what we do best here. So thank you for coming.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So, you know, I have to ask you a little bit about your background because I'm fascinated in how you started down this path and got interested in this area.
So I've always done sports. I grew up in a very athletic family and I've always loved sports. I then became a physical therapist and done that for quite a few years. And the past 8.5 years, I was in a school district as a physical therapist, K to 12. And I loved it. I learned a lot. And during the pandemic, we became a unified district with the Special Olympics. Uh-huh. And the director of student services said, Karen, run with it. And I did. And we were able to start a lot of different programs, a unified basketball program, which was great for athletes at the high school level. But then I started doing more and more programs and I did a unified gross motor group where had students in the middle school that were in subseparates and paired them up with their peers. And I started seeing meaningful relationships form. It may not look like your typical, hi, how are you? But it was, they love SpongeBob. Let's talk about that or whatever interest. And a lot of the students learned, oh, I can have meaningful connections and it may look differently. So it was kind of the start of something. And then a lot of the students in the sub separate from the middle school were moving up to the high school. So I met with the vice principal and said, hey, what are we going to do? We've been doing this unified gross motor at the middle school for a couple years now. And she said, great, why don't you help co-teach a unified wellness class? So that was really the start of it. I loved it. I created the curriculum. I worked with one of the classroom teachers, the PE teacher, so that we were in alignment with all the standards for PE. And during it, I got my CrossFit level one. I did get my adaptive inclusive CrossFit training. And so we started doing Fun Fitness Fridays. And everyone loved it at the high school level. And as I'm looking around, thinking, his wall ball looks different than, you know, her wall ball, but who cares? We're all moving. And so that kind of started that. Plus, for so many years, you sit at IEP meetings as a physical therapist and you tell parents, oh, you know, you need exercise. Your child is, you know, just everyone needs exercise.
Right.
And kind of looking around and saying, ooh, the only thing I can recommend anymore is the typical swimming, which is fabulous, or martial arts, which is fabulous. But there wasn't really other opportunities. Mm-hmm. So it led to that. I also at the time was coaching. I was the assistant coach at a kids CrossFit. And there were 16 kids, and there were always two or three kids, and they were misbehaving. But it wasn't they were misbehaving. They had ADHD, and they couldn't sit for as long as the instructions. And they couldn't have 16 other athletes. CrossFit is scalable and adaptable, but no one ever scaled the environment. So I said, well, if I scale the environment, for some athletes, it's one, and some it's four, and others it's more of an inclusive, then that's a whole new area. Right. So I kind of went into that. Also during that time, I still do physical therapy, and I work predominantly with individuals with disabilities because there's very few physical therapists that know how to work with individuals that are nonverbal or behavioral. And how do you do that? What do you do when the athlete lies on the ground? Okay, well, let's be flexible. Let's meet them where they're at. And so by combining those, it led me to leave the schools last July and open my own business.
That's amazing. I'm going to talk to you about that journey. Can we just backtrack for a second for those who don't know what it means to be a unified school district or do unified sports? Can you just explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so unified sports is through the Special Olympics, and it is creating meaningful relationships through sports, using athletes with disabilities and peer role models without. So they're being role models and teaching and connecting and scaffolding and working together. And it's an amazing opportunity. With the Unified, we started at Norwood a Unified Community Day. Mm-hmm. So there's so many community days or events that are not always accessible to students or individuals with disabilities. But by using 50 volunteers, peer role models, all these kids were able to play messy backyard and on a different schedule, on a different pace, but they all played and they could have cared less. It was fabulous. So that's how Unified works. And I use that model in some of my classes.
Okay. And, you know, as we talked about before the podcast started, everybody needs to move their bodies. Everybody needs to move. To what extent, or as you were joking around, your burpee looks different than my burpee, that looks different than a 16-year-old with autism's burpee, you know? So it's still movement, and we all need to get up off the floor. And I love that. I love that because sometimes we do inclusivity but not in a meaningful way. And that's one of the reasons I love the unified sports and unified adaptive groups and whatever way, because you would think that the quote neurotypical peers wouldn't want to play basketball with kids with disabilities, and yet they love it, don't they?
They do. When I first started my business, my values were accept, include, and move. And over time, I realized like community is so important for everyone. And then just recently, as I was watching everyone, I added joy, because there's such joy from the coaches, the volunteers, the parents, and the athletes. And everyone deserves joy.
Yeah, it's actually one of the easier ways to include people in a meaningful way in the community and in events. Okay, so fast forward now, you're starting your business, you're new at this. And by the way, audience, although Karen is in Massachusetts, I love having people like Karen on our show because, as I mentioned, she's a trailblazer. And I always want to inspire you to think about starting up something in your community if you don't have it. I'll bet you anything that there are physical therapists out there or other athletes out there who this is a calling for them. They just don't know it yet. So I'm hoping that you'll get some ideas from Karen's story and you'll be able to take that into your own community. Okay, so where was the moment that you decided to make this a business?
2020, I took my son to get his COVID vaccine, and he's a real entrepreneur. And he said, "Mom, I have a business idea for you." And we came up with another business that was really during COVID trying to teach parents how to work with their students in a movement way. It failed. So that was okay. And over time, he and I kind of brainstormed and it evolved as he's taught me there's MVP with businesses because I, you know, I'm the physical therapist, so I have no business background. And so I keep doing different variations of the business and kind of realized parents want a place to have their kids go and do the exercise. So that's how it kind of evolved.
And I love AIM. So tell us again what that stands for.
So AIM is Adaptive Inclusive Movement Therapy. Mm-hmm. And there are other people that are doing adaptive and inclusive classes, some CrossFit, but I don't think as many have scaled the environment to do the smaller classes. And that's what makes AIM a little bit more unique, but I'd love for it to have more boxes, which is what a CrossFit gym is called,
right?
Offer that so that more people can have the opportunity to exercise. Because like you said, Annette, everyone needs to exercise. And every time you take your child to the pediatrician, are you getting 60 minutes of exercise? And for some, it's harder than others.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. So walk me through, you know, what a typical day looks like for you.
So my most amount of my business is on weekends. So I have classes Saturday and Sunday. I'm slowly adding the weekdays, but that's coming. Saturdays, I do a kids CrossFit class for neurotypical kids. And then starting at 10:15, I have a CrossFit class for kids with ADHD, autism, processing challenges, anxiety, another class for those more teens in that group. Mm-hmm. And then I get a quick half hour break, which goes very quickly. I coach a Special Olympics powerlifting team, which absolutely love. And I posted all the personal records and the community. And as a physical therapist, it's so interesting because we're teaching these athletes presumed competence. It's so easy if I put the clips on the weight on the side when you lift a barbell or if I do it, but we're teaching them. And as I watched one athlete squeeze the clip and put it on backwards, squeeze the clip, take it off, figure out how to put it on, that was just as much of a workout as lifting the weight. So it was really fascinating, and it's an amazing community. So that is great. And then I have two individual athletes, which I see for, I say neuroaffirming physical therapy.
And oh, I love that. Neuroaffirming physical therapy. Nice.
Yeah. And I use the functional movements within CrossFit, and that's fabulous. And then on Saturdays, I have my favorite. It is Inclusive CrossFit, which is modeled after the Unified program. Mm-hmm. So I have peer role models and athletes. And originally, as a physical therapist, you think you have to move and move and move. And I've learned, like we talked about, it's the community. So we sit, we go over everyone's names every week. We have the same structure to the class, a question of the day, usually what sports are you watching, your favorite superhero, my favorite, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? And we do a workout together. Sometimes we've done it with parents, and that's really fun to have the parents challenging their athletes or working together.
Yeah.
It's really special to me because all of my kids are peer role models in the class. So I have them. So I'm doing that with sharing my work with them. Mm-hmm. And they love that. And that's just fabulous class. And then I basically repeat that on the weekends. Weekdays, it's a new business. So I'm trying to do all the mundane parts of new software and billing and starting thinking of marketing and connecting and all the unglamorous parts.
Oh, I know. We were talking audience a little bit before this podcast started about how hard it is to have a small business. It's just a lot of things that we don't love to do, right? You know, but it is so necessary to keep things moving. Hey, everybody. Have you been searching for a law firm that understands the unique challenges of your family? We can help. My name is Annette Hines, and I'm a mom and an attorney, and I'm also an advocate. And I started Special Needs Law Group because when my family was young, I struggled to find all the services and support that my family needed. We can help here at Special Needs Law Group with special needs trusts, guardianships, and maybe you aren't even sure what you need yet. And we can help with that too. Book a free call today. You can either use our link in the show notes, or you can go to www.specialneeds-law.com. See you soon. So CrossFit, what is that as a sport? What does that look like? Just to kind of take it back a step.
That's a great question. So CrossFit is functional movements at a relative high intensity, and it always varies. So it mirrors life actions, like squatting is the same thing as sitting, getting up the couch, getting up off the toilet. Burpees are getting up off the ground. High intensity is moving as fast as you can. However, it's relative high intensity. So your high intensity is different than my high intensity, and always variable. A lot of athletes with neurodiversity need similar and can't always do the highly variable. However, I vary the movements just enough so that it's always a little bit different, but there's a lot of the similarities. So there is repetition. So maybe one week it's a 6-inch mat, the next week it's a 12-inch mat, or, you know, this past week, instead of squatting on the ground, they had to squat on top of a box, just changing it.
Yeah.
But it is doing functional movements that are in your life. Crossing the street, sometimes a car's coming or something's coming. You have to move quicker. So short burst of energy, you got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is once a week generally what people will do?
As of now, it's once a week. Okay. I do it at a time when the gym is empty so that there is no distractions. CrossFit gyms have a lot of different shiny objects that can be very distracting, mm-hmm. and they can be very loud. So it has been a quieter, I do it in the quieter times.
Do you train at a gym that you own or do you work in another gym?
I'm really fortunate. I am able to rent space from CrossFit One Nation, which is in Needham, Mass. And the owner, Sam Hornstein, has been really embracing and wonderful to all of my ideas and classes and everything. So, yeah.
Because I would imagine that's a big hurdle for people wanting to get into this business or start some groups, is finding a place to do it.
Fortunately, most CrossFit gyms, if you are going to do it there, you can do it. Let me back it up. Most gyms finish their last class Saturdays at noon and same thing Sunday at noon. So those are often empty spaces in CrossFit boxes. So it's a nice opportunity.
That's good to know. I know a lot of people really love to work out early in the morning and then get on with their day. I joined a class like this that I really love. I have knee issues and hip issues and just arthritis, and it's run very similarly. It's not called CrossFit, but I'm really resonating with this because there are people in that class from 20 to 80, and we go 3 days a week because I think trying to get in exercise a couple of days a week is really important. But we're all doing the same movements, but we adapt them for our ability. So like, I can't do sit-ups the same way anymore that I used to, but I do something modified, and our coach is there with a small group helping us modify the exercises. You know, I can't run as fast on the treadmill, but it's very similar. So we go from the treadmill down to the floor, back to the treadmill, and we just keep moving for a good 45, 50 minutes. And so it sounds very similar to what you're doing.
Definitely. I do other classes at another location. I have one, and if it's not in a CrossFit gym, you can't call it CrossFit, but it's functional fitness, which sounds, and that's exactly what this is functional fitness. My mom did come to one of my classes this summer, to the inclusive one. And same thing, like she can't do a burpee on the ground, but she did hers on a box and mm-hmm. she can't squat as low as my kids. So she squats to her level, but it's all relative. It's relative high intensity, and it's scaled to meet you where you're at. And I think that's one of the things that I look at, is I meet individuals where they're at. Mm-hmm. My middle daughter, she had an accident years ago, and I walked into the therapist's office and she said, "How can I help you?" And I said, "Elephants are coming and pancakes are falling." And she said, "Okay." So my daughter had PTSD. She had fallen into an empty pool and landed in 6 inches of water. So that was an elephant. And I made pancakes every day. But this therapist helped. She met me where I was at. And it may make no sense to anyone, but to me, that was my reality. And that was I couldn't get out of the house because the elephants were coming and the pancakes were falling. And so I've applied that to working with all of my athletes, whether it be playing SpongeBob theme songs for someone that is totally motivated with that, meeting someone who's on the ground, mm-hmm. meeting someone who's nonverbal with visuals or different. So that's kind of been my passion of why I view and meet everyone where they're at.
That is such a great story. That really brings it home for us. What would you do if you had a student or a community member who whose family or caregivers really want them to come, but they're afraid?
So I always tell people, look on my Instagram. There's lots of pictures mm-hmm. and everyone's smiling. I can send a video. I often will send the preview of what we're going to do. We're going to go in and this is what we'll do so that they have an idea. I have one student, one athlete who was away for 2 months. So we did one exercise and then we went back and had a break.
Okay.
Which really, did he need a break after like 22 seconds? No, but he needed a break after 22 seconds.
Yeah.
And then we got worked back up to, you know, 10, 12 minute increments, and then he'd go have a break. I have a couple athletes. We just meet on the couches and we just sit there for a few minutes and we just talk mm-hmm. or not and just kind of acclimate. You ready? Okay. And then we go back to the gym and sometimes sit there and go from there. You have to, I think that's been my hardest thing is I'm a high mover. I was a high, you know, I was a Division I athlete. So here, let's go. But really going back to meet people where they're at. And that sometimes is to move is not moving.
Can you give our listeners some insight as to how they can get started in their own community for people who don't live in Massachusetts and can't get to Karen? You know, what should they be looking for?
In terms of a class, a program?
Yeah. How can they seek out similar things that you offer in their own community?
So there are a couple other programs that certify people. Mm-hmm. And I know there is Autism Fitness Professional. They have a website and you can always find someone in that. There's like a site saying who's certified through that program. You can always look at adaptive inclusive training. That's another certification. And they work with all sorts of disabilities, not as much as the neurodiverse that I do. And then ask the school if your child's on an IEP. Mm-hmm. A lot of the YMCAs now are trying to offer more inclusive programs.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's an option.
Okay. That's great. Well,
and
audience, we're going to
walk.
Yeah. Walk, yes. Walk. Get outside. Do something. Or if you are not able to walk, roll.
Yeah.
Whatever you can do.
Yeah.
My daughter was a wheelchair user, so for us, it wasn't about walking, but we did standing. We made sure we did standing every day and, you know, moved our arms above our head and moved our legs and just to keep moving. And she loved it. Oh, she loved movement so much. It was so important for her to keep moving her body. Keeps the aches and pains down to a minimum, you know?
Yeah.
So I will have for our audience all of your contact information in our show notes, especially your Instagram account, your website. There's a blog on there. And if you need to and want to, you can contact Karen to try to get some information about either her services or something similar in your own community. She's totally open to helping you find the fitness that you need in your family. So it was so nice to meet you, Karen. Oh, and I want to mention too that if you are a member of our Circle of Care, you should join us. We're going to be scheduling a question and answer session with Karen. So if you want to come and meet her in person on Zoom, because that's how we do things across the world these days, then you can come in and talk about your situation and ask questions about adaptive fitness and adaptive CrossFit. And we welcome it. So we will look forward to having you back to do that.
Thank you. I look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, it was so great to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Fabulous. Thank you, Annette.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I just wanted to take a second to say how much I appreciate you taking the time to listen to these podcasts. I'm having a blast doing them, and I hope that you're finding the content to be what you were really hoping. If you are, please take a second to leave a rating and a review. It's so helpful in getting this content out to people who really need to hear it. Thank you so much.